4DJW KQ4AKE. DJW KQ4AKE. KQ4AKE is monitoring.
TFW, the name here is Ken.
4TFW, I think it was, KQ4AKE, name's Wayne. Go ahead, sir.
Reach out and say, hey, I don't believe we've ever talked before. And so how you doing this afternoon, Wayne?
Good, enjoying the day. It's a nice day out there today.
I'm almost home from work, so that'll be good.
Copy that. I retired a little over 2 years ago, so, yeah, I remember coming home from work and waiting all day to do that.
You're right about that. Unfortunately, I got a couple more to go, and that, but so far it's working out all right. We're over here in Greer.
We're located just outside of Simpsonville, so, yeah, my son lives up towards Greer there.
Well, I just wanted to reach out and meet your acquaintance. Look forward to catching you another time. Unfortunately, I'm fixing to pull into the driveway. So I'm going to say 7-3 and hope you have a good rest of the evening. KN4TFW.
KFW is KQ4AKE. You have a great evening, sir. We'll catch you again on the radio. KQ4AKE, we're monitoring.
Have a good evening, Ken. N4ZLK. And hello, Wayne. Talked to you last night briefly. The name here is Shane.
KQ4AKE, Wayne, how you doing today?
See on the name, I probably didn't say it very well, very clearly. It's Shane. It's almost like Wayne, but Shane. So I'm doing well. Just I'm headed into work, actually.
I remember that now. Thank you. I don't hear all that. You have a good evening at work there. You on the second shift, I guess, till close to midnight?
Night. I start at 5:30, and it's usually 5:30 or 6:30 before I get done.
I was just thinking about it. I used to work swing shift a long time ago from, I think it was 4:30 in the afternoon to 11:30, and that was enough.
Talking to my son about his schedule, his hours, and he's on his way home from work, and I said, so you're working a little more than 8 hours? He goes, yeah, and I said, I don't know if I've ever worked a job where I got done in 8 hours.
I just got a phone call in here. Can I let you go there, and I'll catch you again soon?
Hey, Wayne, nice to talk to you again. N4ZLK.
You, sir, KQ4AKE, we're clear.
Same, KO4HKX. 7-3, Wayne.
You getting done with your 8-hour day, too?
You know it.
Not you, but I did something wrong when I was younger, because I see people that work 8 hours. Sizing, I'm jealous. I'm happy for them. Oh, goodness. Anyway, but I guess it was my choice in the long run. I mean, you do what you have to do at the time, but I still made the choice, right?
That's it. It was our choice. So, for the most part, anyway.
This morning, I wasn't able to get in there, but were you feeling any better today?
Yeah, getting a little better as the day goes along. I think I'm over the worst part of it now anyway.
Are you done, or you still got a ways to go?
I'm up and switch vehicles. I'm out here on 290 right now.
They're doing the gas line piping, isn't it?
Driving through there now.
That does not impede traffic whatsoever. I'm sure it's just flowing freely.
It is, at least the part of it I've been on. I haven't run into anything. Doesn't even look like they're working out here right now.
5 o'clock yet. They're going to wait till rush hour to start up.
Or they could just be that far ahead of schedule, I guess. Because they've been making pretty good time on it.
Repaving, resurface work down in, as you go into Atlanta, down where it's about 8 lanes wide. I don't know, 6 or 8 lanes wide, I can't remember exactly. But they've got everything down to one lane plus the Peach Pass lane So everybody's staying in the one lane, you know, only the people with Peach Pass are using that other one. And it's just crazy. They got about a 2 mile stretch where they only have one lane open like that. And it gets backed up in the middle of the night. I would think they could at least have two, you know, work on everything else before they get to that far outside lane. But they like to choke it down for some reason.
It's like that'd be more of a hazard than keeping two lanes open, traffic somewhat moving.
The one lane there, the far left lane beside the Peach Pass lane, it's just barely crawling along, sometimes sitting there. And then you got people flying down the Peach lane at 60, 70 miles an hour. And every once in a while, someone will try to dart out into it. They're tired of sitting there, and they're just like, well, I'm going to use it anyway. That seems to be more dangerous to me.
It would seem to be more dangerous to me, too. Especially with all the cool heads we got riding around on these roads nowadays.
Enough of that. It's nonstop. I mean, everywhere you go, it's just continuous construction. I guess it's just the way it is. The bigger the city gets, the more construction there is. And the more they have to resurface because they do such a thin layer to begin with.
KO4HKX. Well, you know what they say the only constant is, right?
Change?
The only thing that stays the same is constant change.
Yeah, you want to know when change happens the quickest. It's when you move away from an area, or like I would take different routes, and I'd come back 6 months after I'd left that route, I'd run that route again, and I would see how much it changed. But I've been on it for 2 years, and it didn't seem like anything changed the whole 2 years I was on it.
After that, that's because it was so slow while you were there, you don't notice it. But I can tell you, I've seen a lot of change in my route and my travels in the 9 or so years I've been down here.
You're right. It's because when you're there every day, you don't notice it as quickly. But as soon as we left Simpsonville a few years ago, it seemed like everything just grew up all around it. I mean, it's been growing the whole time we were there. Just we were watching it brick by brick. Then we left, and it just completely redeveloped.
Hey, I look around where our yard is right now, up around the house, and it's changing so fast that I don't know what they're going to do, where they're going to put everybody.
You got all that mountain land up there, it's not fair if you keep it to yourself. There's room for hundreds of thousands of more people.
Maybe then they'll figure out what's really causing the global warming.
Okay. Speaking of change, have you decided when you're going to take your test for your upgrade?
I'm still studying, but I want to try to take it the third Saturday in May. Anyway, we'll see how that goes.
Think you will go with a new license, or are you going to keep yours?
I don't know what to do on that one. Because if I keep this one, everybody will be challenging me on, oh, you're not an extra, you're not an extra. So I don't know whether to change or not.
Well, not that big of a deal. And all they got to do is look you up on QRZ. It says what class you are. And they can challenge all they want. There's always somebody out there, but so many people keep their original call that it's not that big of a deal.
Well, they get wound up about it.
In the wrong frequency, you know, accidentally. That happens sometimes. And I've almost done it, didn't realize where I was, or saw somebody was on and didn't realize how close they were to the line, but You can't worry about everybody else.
Like I said, I don't know if I'm going to change or not. I worked hard to get this one, and everybody knows me by it now.
It's different. I mean, it's obviously you're right, and happy for you if you do it. But it's a lot different when somebody who's very active on the radio changes their call than when somebody who you haven't really heard before gets a new call. It's not that big of a deal.
For now, I'm going to be tripping people up. Might be funny just to listen and watch that.
Yeah, they have changed their call at some point, so it does feel... It can feel a little awkward at first. I know when I changed mine, it felt a little funny getting on the air. But, hey, it's your license. And it was perfectly, like I said, your right to do. Not just a right, but a benefit. There you go.
He changed his. Nancy Charlie 9 Victor.
That must have been very recent.
This weekend.
That's a major change there. That's cool. NC9V.
Charging 9 volt.
Yeah, I remember. I remember when you had to have a call for whatever the area. Well, at the same time, though, you also could not. You just got what they gave you. You couldn't request anything. So. That's all changed, of course.
People talk about that. We had to have, like, the 4 for the region you were in, and you couldn't get anything outside of that.
Moved down here from Delaware. He had to turn in his 3 call and get a 4 call because you weren't allowed to keep it.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Tell where somebody was from or what region they were from by their call, but obviously you can't do that anymore. Used to have to look them up in a great big old book that was twice as large as a phone book.
For that, but I figured that would be the only way you could do it. Did they ship that out every year or something like that?
No, if you had to be a member of the ARRL in order to get one of those or not, or if you could, I'm sure you could pick them up used. You know, they might not be quite updated, but I think they updated them at least once a year probably.
Jump out of here. I'm going to have to do some fancy packing here to get into my spot. So I've got some construction going on. So you be careful out there tonight, and maybe I'll catch you here in a few minutes when I get back in the excursion. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 7-3.
Have a good evening. I enjoyed it. I am not too far from work, so I'll be back on later. KO4 HKX and 4ZLK.